Welcome to Shua Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Davov. The Gemara in the end of the base brings the story that Rebbe said the Beis Shean is not part of Eretz Yisrael. So they asked him, but your fathers, your grandfathers, they all held that Beis Shean is Eretz Yisrael. So he brought them the pasuk that Chizkiyo HaMelech, he took off the Nechash HaNechoshes, the copper snake, because Am Yisrael were worshipping the copper snake. So, I mean, the kings that were tzaddikim did not take it out. They did take out all of the zara. So, what happened here? His fathers gave him some place, some room for him to do something. The lashon of Rashi in the top of Zayin Amud Aleph is Kishevo b'neinu acharenu im lo imtzu malesaken b'me yigdal shmam. So, point of Shari Rashi is that the Avos, they knew this was of a Dezara, but they decided they're not going to take out all of a Dezara. They'll leave some for the children to do as well, for the children also to accomplish something. So, the Maharal and the Maharshal say that cannot be. It can't be that purposely they will not take out of a Dezara in order just to give place for their children to have something to do. So, the Maharshal already explains in Rashi, they didn't do it purposely. But meaning, lo hirgishu badover, meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesoiviv that they didn't feel the problem of having nechash and nechoshes because kadosh yizgadol shmeim b'noi. The Maharal also says chas v'sholom that they're going to do it purposely, but shelo yalem siyata dishmaya sheale libom dover ze. They didn't have the siyata dishmaya to think, you know, maybe we should remove the nechash and nechoshes. And the Maharal explains more because nechash and nechoshes wasn't done for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. Chas v'sholom, Moshe Rabbeinu built it for the purpose of Yiras Shamayim. So the fact that afterwards someone came and worshiped it doesn't make every desire. That's what they thought. But says the Maharal, at the end of the day it was a mikshur. You have to remove the mikshur from in front of people. Concludes the Maharal and says, to me that's what Rashi means. Not that they purposely did not take out nechash and nechoshes, but there was nichluhu that there are some things they're not going to realize. Some things they won't have siyata d'shmaya to come and realize, so the children will also have a place to do something. And says, with this we understand, Toitz is asking you a question, that the Gemara in Shabbos says that the Bamos were now removed. The Bamos in the time of Shlomo HaMelech were now removed, and the Gemara asks, why didn't they remove them? So he asks Toitz, why the Gemara did not answer? Says the Maharal, if there's an Aveiro, when it's clearly something wrong, you don't say that the fathers allow the sons to do it, and then they won't fix his Aveiro. The Ben Yoyada says very similarly, he says, that obviously wasn't that they knew about it and they were lazy, but Machmas Tigboiris Asitra Achro, He Limodoro Zemelibo. Meaning they didn't realize that something was wrong over here. They didn't pay attention to it. But later, Bechizkiyo, the Klipo was diminished a little bit, and then he had the thought to come and take away this Nechash Nechoshes. The Yaris Dvash, Rinus Aibashitz, in Chelkala Dush Tesvov, he explains it a little bit more. He says, what was the idea of Nechash and Nechoshes? Was a way to overcome Lashon Hara. Because someone who speaks Lashon Hara is compared to a Nachash, to a snake, as the Gemara in Tainis tells us. And in order for people to internalize the idea of not to say Lashon Hara, that's what we had Nechash and Nechoshes. Nechash and Nechoshes, people saw it was so high, it used to be a very big animal, and then it became went down so low because of Lashon Hara. So that will give Musar to people not to say Lashon Hara. So he says that's the reason they didn't remove it, because there was a toyelis from the Nechash and Nechoshes that they couldn't take away. But once it came to the generation of Chizkiyahu, where everybody knew Torah back and forth, so he didn't need any more Nechash and Nechoshes to remind people of Lashon Hara. People knew the Halacha. So he made there's no toyelis anymore from Nechash and Nechoshes. So I'll go upon him, what we see from all this Mefarshim, the idea of Mokim Yinichu HaVoysov doesn't mean that the forefathers decided and put into a play that they're leaving something for the kids to do. But it means that they had some cheshbon or a siyata d'shmaya or with some hester that they couldn't do something, and we may like Kadosh Baruch Hu's mesoiviv that there's some avoido that later generations had to bring. We see many of the mefarshim, many of the divrei Torah that are written, something is shilus so that need to be answered, that were asked for many generations. And later in the generations, some comes one of the rabbanim and says, Mokum Nichol Avos Lizgad the boy, I think I could give an answer nobody gave before. And it's a similar idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave every single person a mokum in Torah, a mokum in the world to come and create something. Ten chelkei nu b'sarasecho, we have our own chelik. So the ones before not always see and understand and have the thought of what later generations will have, that's part of the Siyata Dishmaya, to give each person and each generation what he needs to accomplish and needs to bring to the world. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shom HaShav HaShirim, please email shomhashav@gmail.com.